Blatant lies have got to go.
God.
My ass.
We've been there.
My ass.
God?
Yes, God.
The unknown should be banned. For my argumentative paper topic, I will write about the unknown and how the government should not be giving funds,
money,
to guys like these and how it should be banned. That's not art, and most artists are just weird people who call themselves that so they can walk around with attitudes and dress funny anyway.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I will raise counterpoints to points that I make because, like Professor Stratton always says, an opinion is just a balloon floating about in the ether until it is tied down to earth with the strong rope of logic. Only then is it an argument. And also, he says, there are two sides to any equation. And, like we say in marketing class from that Art of War book, to win, you need to understand your enemy.
First of all, the unknown is bad because there is swearing, violence, and worst of all, there is drugs, and also some sex.
All you need to do, my friend, is open up the good book and turn to the Ten Commandments. How many of the Ten Commandments do these guys obey? Maybe three.
Now, some people might say, but what they're doing has nothing to do with religion. And I say they're wrong, because that's what God is. He's everything, and everywhere he's watching over, and everyone will be judged. You can't tell me I'm wrong, only that you don't believe.
So Professor Stratton says that we can't base our arguments completely on religion, because this is a state school. I want to say that the unknown should be banned, because kids could see it.
Kids could see the unknown on the internet, which is on the World Wide Web and has email on it. Let me tell you, you can get anything on it. My roommate was looking at some pictures that would make my mother have a heart attack if she knew what was going on in today's society. There are millions of people on the internet, and most of them are kids. Bill Clinton is putting it in the schools, and you know how he is with morals. There should not be internets in schools except colleges, if you ask me, but that is another argument. But what I am saying is that kids could see the unknown and get infected. There are ideas in it that are not right for American youth, and these people are bad examples.
Now, some people might say that there is filtering software that could stop the unknown from being read by kids in today's society. I say that those people are living in a dream world because that software doesn't work. Just listen to what they say about it on the news.
My last and most important point is that the unknown should be banned because they are bad for America. America is a great and big nation. These guys make fun of the people we elect, which is illegal. And also, they even pretend that one of them is a god. I don't know about you, but in my book, that's sacrilege. And that's a crime, too. They even say once that they want to replace highways with bicycle paths. They make everybody go to doctor on strings. These people are dangerous, and my dad even sent a column by the famous writer George Will that said so.
Now, some people might say some hooey about the First Amendment, which is about the freedom of the press. And I say these guys aren't the press. Whatever. These guys are three guys on the internet, and they're distributing filth and smut and bad ideas. They're not reporters, so they don't have what the liberal media calls freedom of the press. I looked it up.
In conclusion, the unknown is bad for America, and so is the National Endowment for the Arts. Why don't these people just get jobs instead of going after our hard-earned tax dollars?
Okay. These guys are three guys.